Media.
The reality is, right? This is the new answer. The reality is, right now, no, it's absolutely not going to work. Hi, my name is Ronnie Cruz. After almost two decades as a career network marketer, I realized that despite continual work on my personal and professional development, that I had hit a massive brick wall. So I took a deep and honest look at myself, top to bottom, hoping to find answers. And my search led me to one conclusion. The definitions I held of my business, of my world, of my life, were the very things holding me back. If I wanted to change, if I wanted to grow beyond my current circumstances, I had to wipe the slate clean and redefine. This show is dedicated to helping you identify the belief systems, the mindsets, the very definitions that have held you back, and then help you break through those limitations to finally create the life you've been working so hard to achieve. Welcome to the Redefine Podcast. All right, happy podcast day, Thursday edition. Welcome to the show if you're a brand new listener, and of course, if you are an existing listener, Welcome back. Today is Thursday, so, you know, hopefully you had a great week so far. Our goal for today, well, it's the goal for every episode, but because today is Thursday, the goal is to give you something to ponder through the rest of the week and into the weekend. Something to think about, something to help you redefine a particular topic that that will help you in your growth journey, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, these new outcomes that you're wanting to create in your life. The main subject matter is a question. Well, it's an experience that we all go through, right? It's a mindset that actually ends up being a roadblock for many of us, and not just once, but multiple times, and actually continually, especially if you are on a growth journey, right? If you're constantly trying to do something new or explore and expand yourself, then this is a mindset that you will inevitably continually experience, right? And it's that mindset of, what if it doesn't work? Right? I hear people ask me this all the time, and actually I'm going through a little bit of it right now with the new marketing stuff that I'm trying to roll out. Totally natural. And in fact, we don't even have to take the first steps, right? We don't even actually have to try the new thing. It's just even considering doing a new thing that this mindset creeps in. And as far as like trying new things, it can be anything, right? It can be a new business strategy. It can be a new career path. It can be a new health plan, a new diet plan, a new fitness regimen, I mean, whatever. The thought and consideration of trying something new will immediately put the brain into protective mode. Now, that ancient part of our brain wants us to keep it, stay safe, right? And so, you know, when we're considering something new, we can't predict the outcomes because we've never done it before. Our brains want us to do things that have predictable outcomes. And so when we face these new horizons and these new things we're trying out, the brain immediately wants to plant doubts, right? Plant doubts in your mind in the form of questioning whether or not it's going to work, so that it keeps you from taking risks. It's a survival mechanism. It's an ancient part of our brain that happens unconsciously. Now, in the past, when I have coached people through this roadblock, I know it all too well. Again, I face it all the time. What I've said was, when they ask a question, well, what if it doesn't work? What I've always told them, well, the reality of it not working is actually just as likely as the reality of it working, right? Both don't exist yet, so they're equally as likely to happen. And so instead of considering, instead of thinking about it not working, better to think about it as in terms of it actually working, right? And that's exactly, I mean, at the time, it's the way I was equipped to answer and address this question, and it's perfectly logical, right? It's perfectly rational. Neither of those outcomes actually exist yet, so therefore both are equally as likely to happen, and the one you focus on more will generally tend to be the one that manifests itself. So might as well focus on it working out. Logical, like I said, very, very rational and logical. And I've helped a lot of people with that particular answer and that particular coaching. Recently, however, I have revised my answer to this, again, because I'm facing this question right now. with the new marketing that I'm doing and you know, all the new initiatives. I mean, I'm always trying to do something new and learn new things. So the question always comes up, what if it doesn't work? The reality is, right? This is the new answer. The reality is, right now, no, it's absolutely not going to work, right? It's absolutely not going to work. The brain knows this, right? And again, it wants to keep you safe. It wants to keep you protected and keep you from taking risks. So the brain knows that you don't have the skill sets yet. You don't have the knowledge base. You don't have the capability to make this thing work. So don't take the risk, right? You know, stay safe. Do the things that you know will have those predictable outcomes. It doesn't say that to you logically, right? It doesn't communicate it that way. It just communicates directly to the doubt, right? It just says it's not going to work. You should question it working because, we have no proven results. It goes from A to Z very, very quickly without telling you why. So yeah, when you're considering something new, the real answer, as I said, is that, yeah, it's not going to work. And the brain knows that. It just doesn't tell you. The point, though, however, of actually taking those first steps and trying, right? You're exploring this new thing, and you have these doubts in your mind of whether or not it works, or it's going to work. That's not the point, right? The point of starting isn't that it's going to work right then and there. The point of taking those first steps isn't that you'll be at the finish line immediately, right? The point of starting, the point of taking those first steps is so that you can actually grow and learn and acquire those skill sets, acquire that knowledge base, acquire that capability to the eventuality of it actually working out in the end, right? All right. I think it's more of a, we hear conversations about instant gratification and you know, it's these instant rewards that were really just all like have programmed been programmed by society to want. But this is a kind of version of that we're completely unaware of, right? Our brain wants those immediate gratifications and the immediate results right away because, again, it's safer that way. Therefore, don't do anything that doesn't have those predictable results and that doesn't have those immediate results because, again, we have no idea, and then therefore it's too risky. The point isn't that that it's going to work, though, right? As I said earlier, the point is that you have to take those first steps so that you can get your skill sets, your capabilities, and your knowledge base where it needs to be for it to actually work. So in a sense, if you think about it that way, you can almost guarantee a positive outcome by focusing on the step-by-step journey of growth and acquiring the capabilities and acquiring the knowledge base, acquiring the skill sets, as opposed to thinking about it from acquiring the outcomes, right? Because if you're just thinking about the outcomes, then again, both possibilities are equally as likely. And what that does is we ignore the journey that we have to go through. And what's unfortunate is that most people will make the decision based on that 50-50 statistic, right? That 50-50 probability, as opposed to looking at the real thing we need to focus on, and that is the growth journey, the path to get there, right? That's where it happens, right? With each step you take, the probability of it actually working out increases, and the probability of it not working out decreases. But again, at the start line, it's still 50-50. And if you make a decision not to do something, the decision, of course, is that it's never going to work out, right? Right. So this is a different way of looking at the situation when that question arises in yourself, when you're considering doing something new, whether it's online marketing, whether it's, you know, trying network marketing, whether it's, you know, going into business for yourself, whatever those things are that you're worried about or that makes you nervous about trying and starting, you're going to think to yourself, well, what if it doesn't work out? Because, you know, especially those bigger things like entrepreneurism, those are very kind of risky things, right? They're very uncertain. The outcomes are very uncertain. And so you can potentially talk yourself out of doing anything before you do it, right, before you do it. So focus less on either of those two outcomes and focus on the next step. Okay, so yeah, maybe it's not going to work out right now, but that's just because I don't have what I need in order to make that happen. So let me take the next step to acquire those skill sets, capabilities, knowledge base so that I can actually create the outcome that I want, the positive outcome that I want, as opposed to always thinking that it won't work, right? It goes to the conversation It goes to the conversation of immediate gratification, right? Immediate gratification. Our brains, again, want predictable outcomes. And because predictable outcomes tend to happen pretty immediately, we've been wired to want stuff to happen immediately. And when we consider doing something new, we always look at it from a result standpoint, thinking that if I do something today, I should have that result right now. And that's not the reality. That's not the reality. The reality is the point of starting something new isn't that you're going to make that thing happen right now. It's to become the person you need to become to make that thing happen down the road. All right. So that's the message for today. Hopefully that reframe helps you out. What are you facing in your life that right now that's new? What are you considering trying that you might be uncertain about? And think of it from a standpoint of, okay, I just need to acquire X, Y, and Z skill sets, capabilities, and knowledge base, and I can make that happen no problem. No problem. So yeah, that's my message for you. Have a great rest of your week and then great weekend. We'll catch you next week with a fresh new one. So until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.